Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Happy Valentine's Day, Panzer Bastard. Listen to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Panzer Bastard.
Nice.
And a song called Gods, Thugs and Madmen. That's a new release out on Patak Records now. Make sure that you do check out Patak, which is P-A-T-A-C,
I think. Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
P-A-T-A-C, not to be confused with the delicious Indian sauce in jars.
Taste it.
Although I obviously do say it a bit like that. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Panzer Bastard's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PanzerBastard?
It is indeed. And it's Panzer followed by a bastard.
Nice.
And it actually looks a bit wrong. It looks like there should be an extra E in it, doesn't it? It just, yeah, like bastard looks. It looks like it should be Panda Bastard. But yeah, Panzer Bastard. And they rock. And what you probably notice is right there that this isn't kind of the lovely Valentine's Day show that a lot of other people will be doing this week. But you know what? I just can't bring myself to do something like that. So we've just gone all out of order mental this week. And all the songs are either about failed romances, being by yourself, everything going wrong, or nothing to do with Valentine's Day whatsoever. And one's in Italian. Ah. Right, so... That does make it Tony 1, probably be the internet 0. I've got a couple of comedy stoppers for you. I haven't got a poem for you this week, Tony.
Ooh.
If you do have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner. If you have a joke for us, and we've got two this week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email, Comedy Suburbs. These are this week's two jokes. First one from Dave Danger Scouse. Danger Scouse. You'll see why he's called it when you hear this. I would like to say that some of the things that we read out on Punky Radio are in no way a reflection of the opinions of Punky Radio.
Yep.
Hi, Paul and Tony. How many feminists does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
Two. One to change the light bulb and the other to suck your cock. And then, as it is Valentine's Day, this from Glombongo Glombongo pissed off in the Congo. I was shopping in Tesco with my girlfriend when she suddenly lets rip with, "You're such a lazy arsehole." Well, Paul, I was shocked. I nearly fell out the trolley. So two loving jokes for the start of the... And I just didn't hear that. Two loving jokes for the start of this. Not really a Valentine's special, let's face it. I don't really want to call it an anti-Valentine's special.
No.
But anyway,
yeah.
Let's see what you think about the next track. This is from the Duke Joint Pimps. Now, this track, I have to say, when it came through from Voodoo Rhythm Records and Hello Reverend Beatman, when it came through, it went into a bag. I put it in a bag with some other stuff in, and I just found the bag again the other day, so I've never played anything off this. And it's Duke Joint Pimps. It's a really interesting album. It's called The Gospel Pimps. Now, Duke Joint Pimps are, I don't know, a sort of heavy, primal sort of blues outfit. Every single song here has got a gospel feel to it in some way. I think you're going to like this. What I want to know is, what is Duke Joint Pimps' website?
DukeJointPimps.com?
No, it's not. It's Duke-Joint-Pimps.com. What was that thing called? Is it hyphen?
Hyphen, yeah.
Duke-Joint-Pimps.com if you don't like dashes. Point of view, the internet one, Tony one, the pimps don't like it.
Loads of people claim they love the blues, 'cause it's music with a soul. That rock keep full of gigging round the corner. They don't even go, and the pimps don't like it.
We don't need it.
The mic don't like it.
We don't need it.
G don't like it.
We don't need it.
Sin and shame. The people are bragging about what they got, how much they are in the know. Roosevelt Sax, blues for them, they just listen to clapping and going. The pimps don't like it.
We don't need it.
The mic don't like it.
We don't need it.
The tea don't like it.
We don't need it.
Sin and shame. I hear you raving about some new band. They're the greatest of all time. Downloading the music for free, and the musicians don't earn a dime. And the pimps don't like it.
We don't need it.
The mic don't like it.
We don't need it.
The tea don't like it.
We don't need it.
Sin and shame. Yeah. Words of a song, 'cause it's telling what it's on about. But either you start and support the music, or you mask up the whining out. And the pimps don't like it.
We don't need it.
The waters don't like it.
We don't need it.
The mic don't like it.
We don't need it.
The tea don't like it.
We don't need it.
The roof don't like it.
We don't need it.
The chandelier don't like it.
We don't need it.
The mission don't like it.
We don't need it.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. Don't forget, please do leave us a comment on our wall. Go to Facebook, search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that appears. Like it page and leave a comment on our wall. Alternatively, if you're of the Google Plus persuasion, go to gplus.2/Punky Radio and do the same. We're not bothered about podcast ideas anymore, so just leave well enough alone. And here are the last couple of comments we've had this week in response to last week's show. John Ashton, fat boy, says, "Short, punctual, regular, it's the anti-TTN. To which Punky Radio then replied, "No doubt." And then Mark Wright, who replies in, "It's Tuesday night, I've had a shit day at work, but when I get home, something will cheer me up. Punky Radio." Thanks, Mark.
He's easily pleased.
Yeah. So it's made your day better. That's it for Facebook. Just a few short ones, but I quite like that. Nice.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And it's nice to know that the former Derby County in England midfielder is indeed listening to Punky Vega.
And it's making him happy.
Yeah. So that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah. Short
so can you just remind people that our Facebook page is easy to find now, thanks to our Graham, isn't it? So
yeah.
It's just facebook.com/punkyradio. And then leave a comment for us. It's also, you know, we're always saying this, but do say to us which songs you like and which ones you don't. We're always trying to sort of get the music right for you listening. So you don't necessarily have to suggest bands we haven't played on it, but if you let us know the songs you do like, we'll make sure that we keep it going that way. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, even if you don't like it, but we'll probably ignore you, but you know,
yeah,
let us know.
Fair point. Yeah. Speaking of that,
what's that?
Here's a man for Valentine's Day. It is, of course, Cunt and the Gang.
Nice.
And you've already heard a song called God's Thugs and Madmen, and then they're one about pimps. So I figured this time round, as it is a Valentine's Day special, that we should talk about a controversial England manager. This song was written over this weekend and recorded this weekend, and it's all been done straight away. And I got in touch, said, I'd love to play that. He went, you go for it. We'll talk about it afterwards, but for the time being, Harry is our man.
I just heard on the news that Capello has quit. No one seems to ask, because in the World Cup we were shit. Dismal results and internal fights. Our defence had more holes than a bag lady's tights. Germany made a mockery of our defenders. Wayne Rooney had the touch of a sex offender. It wasn't just Capello's fault, what about the FA? They gave him a new contract before he went away. Now let's get Harry, Harry is our man. Don't get good sitting, get Harry if you can. Let's get Harry, Harry is our man. The only ones who don't want him there are Tottenham fans. The England setup has for years been in disarray. If the fans can see it, then why can't the FA? When Keegan jacked it in, he just didn't seem stable. Before him, Hoddle got the sack for slagging the disabled. Under Svengoran and Eriksson we briefly improved. But the trouble was he stuck his knob in anything that moved. Then the Wally with the Brolly, no one rated him much. And after his settlement, he suddenly went Dutch. Let's get Harry, Harry is our man. Leave Martin O'Neill in charge of Sunderland. We'll always be one step ahead with Harry by the pitch. His teams play the right way and he's got a lucky twitch.
Mourinho.
It'd be a farce.
Hodgson.
Can't say he's ours.
Pardew.
It'd end in tears.
Stuart Pearce.
In a few years.
Allardyce.
Too long ball.
Southgate.
He's done fuck all.
Wenger.
They'd lose with style with a bag of sweets and a cheeky smile. But let's get Harry. Harry is our man. Don't get Roy Hodgson. Get Harry if you can. With Harry at the helm, it's full steam ahead. So what if his face is falling off his head? I wasn't gonna bother, but this song had to be sung, especially since he just got off his cold case for that bung.
Mongolo. You're listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That song is out now and can be found via Cunt and the Gang's website, which is
cuntandthegang.co.uk.
It is indeed, and it's K for cunt, which means it's not swearing. So that's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Lovely end to that song, and there's a really good video for it as well. I think if you type in Cunt and the Gang, Harry is our man, you'll find that. I think it's on the YouTube clip for it, and it's the video gets funnier and funnier as it goes on. It starts off a bit weird and then it just gets really, really silly. I think it's a really great song as well, and the lyrics are very clever. It obviously sounds nothing like the last track, but do you know what? That's a bit of a feature of this week's show. Nothing sounds remotely like the one before. Now then, have you done anything last week?
did some more destruction. Finally got rid of all the wood in the house and put it into the shed. And then spent the rest of the weekend doing CSS and Photoshop tweaks. It was very dull. Yes.
What about the Heroes of Switzerland?
Oh, yeah, it was very good actually. Yeah, we went on the shoegazing. I still don't know what it is. And I've been to see them, but it was very good. Lots of big sounds and deep voices. It sounded a little bit kind of very guitar-y. Oh, what's the guy Controls about? What was that film?
Joy Division.
Joy Division. His kind of voice. Very kind
Ian
of deep.
Curtis. And Ian Curtis. Right, okay. So not really what I said at all then.
No, but they described him like that, so I don't know. But yeah, good. It made me think about again, doing music again. So really should do that. Everyone else seems to be doing it.
Yeah, you should. You should always be in a band, my friend. Well, I'm just going to tell you three little things here.
Okay.
Right. I got a phone call on Friday, 4 o'clock, from Hartford Police. Right.
Yeah.
Who said? Oh well, I'll give you some backstory here. When I was in Yorkshire last week, I think I might have mentioned on the show, but I retraced sort of my history and went back to the first house I'd ever lived in. Did I mention this?
Yeah, I took a picture.
Yeah, and I took three photos. And then do you remember I said there was a bloke walking down the drive and I just kept going?
Yeah.
Right. 4 o'clock on Friday, I get a phone call from Hartford Police. Are you Paul B. Edwards? Yes. Do you drive? I won't say the car, but yes. Is it this registration number? Yes. Were you in the Humberside region last Friday around about 1 o'clock? Yes. Did you take a photograph of a house in the village? Yes.
Wow.
Why? He said, Humberside Police have asked us to go and arrest you for being the criminal mastermind of a lead-stealing gang. I said, what? And comedian. He went, yeah. I went, no, look, right, listen. And so I told him what happened. It was the first house I'd ever lived in. I said, I did see a guy walk down the drive, but I wasn't sure whether he's walking down to see me or whether he was just walking down the drive, and I didn't want things to be weird if I got out. I went, oh, hi there, I've just been taking photos of your house, and he didn't know and punched me in the face, right? So I just thought the best thing to do was just to get going. So will you please let Homicide Police know, and let then in particular this guy know that I wasn't doing any harm. I was just taking a photo of the first house I ever lived in, and it was quite an emotional time, and it was a good thing and a nice thing. I don't want anything bad to come of it at all. He goes, yeah, of course, that's really nice. I went, cheers. I said I want one other thing though. He went, yeah. I went, well done, because you've sorted this out in under a week. You've opened and closed the case. It's sorted out. You know that. It's like that's one line of investigation you no longer have to follow with this thing, and you've worked it out in 1 week, and that's really brilliant. He went, thanks very much. I said, 10 months ago, I got punched in the back of the head, and you've done fuck all about it. Now, will you stop wasting my time and do some proper police work? And he just pissed himself laughing and went, yeah, sorry about that. So wow. Then I told you about when I got the train home from the comics party and said to the ticket inspector that they'd have to arrest me because I refused to pay a penalty fare.
No.
Did I not tell you about that?
I don't think so, no.
Well, anyway, I've kind of given away what happened, but yeah, I got the first train back in the morning after a night on the piss, basically, and I fell asleep, missed the stop, and then a few stops after, a ticket inspector woke me up, tickets please, and I said, where am I? And they said, Meldrith. I went, oh, I want to be in Letchworth. and she, without saying, oh, you've fallen asleep, never mind, look, you've just got to get a ticket from here to, you know, from Letchworth to here, and then it's all fine. She immediately tried to slap a penalty fine on me. And I said, you can't fine me for falling asleep. I haven't done this on purpose. Anyway, she started waffling on about herself. I went, look, I'm not going to pay the fine. And she said, well, you can't just pay the ticket. You've got to pay all the fine. And I said, well, in that case, I'm not paying any of it. She said, do you have the means to pay? And I said, yes, you'll have to arrest me. She said, no, well, if you've got the means to pay, I can't arrest you. You've just got to fill out this form and someone will send you a letter. Right, and then the same thing happened when I got back to Letchworth station, because I just got this slip of paper saying I'm a naughty boy. They then tried to charge me a fee from Cambridge to Letchworth. And I went, look, this is ridiculous. I'm just, this is sorted out. Just let me through. And they went, no. I went, well, you'll have to arrest me. And they said, do you have the means to pay? I went, yes. I went, oh, no, just fill out a form. So I said, I'm just building up pen pals here. So anyway, nothing happened for a month.
Okay.
And then on Friday, I got the letter saying we're going to take you to court for defrauding the company. And I haven't defrauded the company because I didn't get on the train without any money. All okay. I did was refuse to pay a fine that I thought was unjust. I never said I won't buy a ticket. So I've sent them back to that effect and said, look, with hindsight, if you want to just charge me how much it is, I'll just pay it now. Or if you want your day in court with me, fair enough, because you've got no case, because I haven't tried to defraud the company. So if you want to take it that far, fair enough. But so we can sort this out, and by the way of my own apology, I'm happy to pay the stuff now. So we'll wait to see what happens, basically. Okay. So that was that.
Wow.
Then last night, so I'll let you know what happens there.
Yeah.
Then last night, did Dolly's birthday barn party in the barn. I've got four burlesque dancers on. They didn't. None of them really took many clothes off. I'd booked the wrong act.
Really?
Just booked the wrong act.
Yeah.
One of the comics didn't show up. I had a brilliant night. And then in the last section, I was standing outside, and the comic who was on stage, three women in the crowd, all just started shouting at each other and being a real pain. And loads of people walked out and just left. And the whole night was ruined. A brilliant night just went horribly wrong. And I wasn't aware, because I hadn't been drunk enough. So the landlady of the pub had handed me a bottle of rosé wine and said, drink that, people are complaining, you're not pissed. So I got fucking leather, didn't know what was going on, just went, thank you very much, good night, and walked out like nothing had happened.
Blimey.
What a weekend. It was the end of Paulmas. I think I've talked for long enough. We ought to get on with the next song, didn't we?
Okay.
This is another beautiful, beautiful Valentine's number from History of Guns. We've got a new album out right now. And I heard this, I went, God, that sounds a bit like Alien Sex Fiend. And then realised that it is, in fact, a bit like Alien Sex Fiend. And it's some lyrics loosely lifted from Ignore the Machine, an Alien Sex Fiend classic, on a track called Anthem 23. And you're going to be hearing it. After that, you'll be hearing an Italian band who are just... I don't know how to say their name. I'm not going to make you do it, Tone. But I'll tell you about them afterwards. In the meantime, what is History of Guns MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... History of Guns band?
No, myspace.com/ History of Guns.
Oh.
Nice. So, Paulie B. Instead 2, Tony 2, this is Anthem 23. Follow the Fiend.
Blind, follow me.
slide. Cause only the blind follow me. Cause only the blind
follow me.
Numbers. We go 23. Cause only the blind follow me.
Wow, that is excellent.
Sound Assist.
Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Segismundo Toxicomano.
Yeah.
With a track called Un Dia de Furia, which I probably think means A Day of Fury.
Yeah.
Which is not what your Valentine's Day is for me. Maybe it's called A Day of Wanking Furiously. and that's a release that's out now. And that's come through via STP Records, thanks to Steve sending that through. I should have mentioned History of Guns came via Manila PR. So yeah, they're all good, aren't they? They're all really doing us a favour. There's sort of seven or eight labels that we're just using a lot now, and it's really, really brilliant. It's made it quite easy to put the shows together. But if you are a band that want to send us stuff, do send us it. You know, don't think for one second that we're only using X amount of people. They're the ones that are the best at sending us the stuff, so that's what's happening. Right then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
Bells Bar.
Yep, another few gigs at 12 Bar. It's still on the Denmark Street in London. There's something on Sunday, it's a private event, so I'm doing Thursday to Saturday again.
Right.
And so, this Thursday, 16th of February, Gur Lane, King of Spain, and the Starry Smooth Hounds.
Right.
How much think that is on a Thursday
evening? £6.
It is. Friday, DWPC, Malcolm Bruce, Los Inchos, and more to be announced. It's Enterprise Studios night. Might be heavy, don't know. How much think it is Friday evening?
£6.
It is. Finally, Saturday night, 18th of Feb, Banjo Ramone, Go-Go Cult, Shocks of Mighty, Esperanza and Psychiatrists. It's a London call-in night.
It's going to be brilliant.
And it is how much?
£6.
It is.
Nice. The old, this old punky radio 666 coming there, no trouble. Like it. 666, the number of the Australian Police Force called. Right, so is that it, or have you got any more?
Got some more.
Right.
Dave, Green Dave's been in touch from Hull. He's got a few gigs in his area.
Green Dave. Well,
yeah.
I hope I haven't criminally masterminded anyone stealing lead off your roof, mate.
He says, "Hey Tony, here are two gigs for you down the both at the Hollywood and Vine down Beverley Road in Hull."
Bev Road. That's a great road to go and get pissed on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friday the 17th, Blood Wrath, Righteous Indignation and Bulletproof will be playing, which is a heavy metal night, as if you haven't guessed by the names.
Yeah.
And Saturday, the 18th, Darko and Fair Dues will be playing, which is a hardcore punk night. Both nights are recession busting nothing to get in.
Brilliant.
So there you go. That's the Hollywood and Vine on Dan Beverley Road in Hull.
Yeah, and as I say, if you're in the whole vicinity, do check it out. And also, as I say, Beverley Road is a cracking place to go out drinking. Really, really good.
You were there recently, Beverley.
I was in Beverley. Yeah, that's how the whole thing came about with the lead stealing.
Of course.
So I was in Beverley Thursday before last, yeah. And I had a lovely time. I think the venue, I think the place is called Hodgson's Pub. Great gig, really good fun. Right.
That is it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar with Bevlar. next track I'm so excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Come through. Got the new album. It's been threatened for a while from Limousine. I think we can say they were my favourite band of last year, weren't they, basically?
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant band, this. It's got, the album's got some of the singles they brought out last year, so it's got 20 greatest hits, Deep Fried Love, Siamese Twins, Jennifer X, and Drink Yourself Out of It on it, but there's another 7 tracks on it as well. It's brilliant, really, really good. And I've picked one especially for our Valentine's Day special, which it is now. Also, I asked Limo Dean, hello mate, I asked him to send me 2 copies, one for us, and one to go in the Easter competition that I'm putting together, which is just going to be fabulous. So there'll be an album going in that as well, which means you'll be hearing at least one more track off this in the future. What I want to know is, what is Limousine's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Limousine.
It is, and that's Limousine, LIMOZINE. Oh, and what is a Segismundo Toxicomanos MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheSTs?
No, MySpace.com/ Segismundo Toxicam.
Ah, okay.
So, Toxicamando, should I say. So, yeah, so actually, it's 3-all, isn't it now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we both got one of those. So, it is probably being the internet. 3, Tony 3, this is Limousine. Girls don't.
Apologize, but you don't need to explain. You don't need
Milky Pants.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, yeah, that's brilliant. I absolutely love it. And it's really good. It's basically saying, don't apologise, girls don't.
Nice.
Which is a bit of a lie, because three of them apologised to me today. And that made a refreshing change. It's normally me apologising to women. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Yeah, well, it's the birthday week, so I've took the I've got the day off work, and probably going to go. I think I'm going to go watch a film, then going to have some grub, and then get pissed.
Excellent work.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch probably the Muppets. Excellent.
Is it in 3D or something?
I think it might be, but I don't know if we'll see it in 3D or not. It's a bit annoying. Apart from that, no, that's about it really. Just the usual.
But, I can't think just when you said some of the things you get up to, mate. You're an interesting dichotomy of a man. Yes, well, Steph and I wanted to go to the opera, but when it's my birthday, I want to go to the Muppets.
Yeah, Muppets of curry and then booze.
Yeah, Muppets curry booze. That's like a great night out. Right. What I'm doing this week, I'm doing a gig on Valentine's night, which is actually, as you're hearing this now, quite possibly. We're making this show, we've made it a day early, basically, because I've got a gig in central London. It's being put on as an anti-Valentine's gig, and I'm not doing my usual set. I said to them, would you like me to come and do it? They went, we'd love you to. I said, I'll come and do some love poetry.
Nice.
They went, oh, we didn't know you got any. Well, I said, well, I quite really haven't. So, I'm just doing some sort of not love poetry, basically. But they said, look, we haven't got very much money. It's £10, all right. Right. And in normal circumstances, I'd have gone, no, it's not all right. But I didn't. I said, well, look, it's going to cost me £15.50 on the train. Let alone, obviously, how much it'll cost if I get arrested on the way back. And then, but it's going to cost me £15.50 on the train. So the woman, bless her, she sent me an email straight back saying, oh, I'll give you £15.50 then. And then I couldn't really get out of it, could I? Because I'd sort of said my demands at that point. It's like, so I'm doing a gig in central London for £15.50. I'm going to do 15 and a half minutes.
Nice.
I'm going to get £1 a minute, which makes it sound all right, you know. And then this weekend I'm doing the Comedy Cafe in a new room. They've got an upstairs room now that's apparently very, very nice. So I'm looking forward to playing that. And that's on Rivington Street, Old Street Tube, if you're around. I've basically got a week in London town. Wednesday and Thursday I'm going to take very easily and very quietly because I've been very, very busy. And been doing too much drinking.
Nice.
So that's it. That's my week and that's your week. Shall we get on the next song?
Yep.
Because we've been gassing rather a lot, rather I have this show. This is interesting, I think. I hope you'll indulge me here, Tony.
Sure.
A fortnight ago, I played a demo of a song that I'd done called Hanging Around in My Pants and said to you, didn't I, that the Scourge had said that they were maybe going to do something about it. I know we seem to be playing the Scourge every week, but this is a bit indulgent because they've gone and done a version of it. And it's just quite interesting, isn't it, how it's so different. So now they've done that, I'm then eventually going to go back in the studio and put a vocal on top of this track, I think. So, but I just thought, is it all right if I play it? Because it's just...
Yeah, at least one of us is making music. It's good.
All right. Yeah, so it's like... Because it's the process, isn't it? You've heard the rough demo. Yeah. Now you've heard the proper studio demo, or you will have. And then we'll play the final one in a couple of months when it's done, hopefully.
It's that's evolution.
Yeah, it's Songvolution.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Mm. what's the Scourge's website? Oh, I'll ask you afterwards.
Okay.
I'll ask you afterwards. This is... I mean, they've done a full arrangement on this. It's a very different song to the one you heard the other week. I'll just get on with it, Paul. Hanging Around in My Pants. We'll be right back.
that. She kept the car and all that, but I didn't mind, cause I was back on my own. I could do what I liked, and there was no one there to moan. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm not attracting abuse or a second glance. I'm just hanging around in my pants. I've only got one song on, and I'm hanging around in my pants. I've decorated the flat exactly how I want to. I can eat when I want to. I have Sky Sports on all day, but sometimes we in the shower. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm not attracting abuse or a second glance. I'm just hanging around in my pants. I've only got one song on. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. I was just hanging around in my pants when there was a knock at the door, and I answered just wearing my pants. And a knock took on, and it was my postman. He said, "Excuse me, but are you recently divorced?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "I thought so. I got divorced a few years ago. In fact, for the first 6 months, I was just by myself. That's why I'm hanging around in my pants. I'm just hanging around in my pants. I'm not attracting abuse or a second glance. I'm just hanging around in my pants. 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 I'm just hanging around in my pants."
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath the Sanctuary. Doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
What's the Scourge's website?
It's the Scourge that could UK.
It is, and Scourge is spelled S-C-U-R-G-E, which makes it Tony 4, point of the internet 3. One song left. What's going to happen this week? You're listening to Destroy the Evidence on these right now, if I haven't said that already. And now, have you got a twat?
I do. Well, wonders never cease.
Yeah.
The year of the twat continues. Thanks.
It's because it's only recently been the Chinese New Year, hasn't it?
That's so, it.
Yeah. So maybe we're getting into the year of the twat now.
Well, fingers crossed, we can keep it going. So please do email your twats through to me. Tony@punkyradio.com. Or the twat's name, or where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. We know there are twats in the world. We just want to hear about them.
Yeah, so we do.
Email me now. And that's what Green Dave did again. So Green Dave special.
Hello, Green Dave.
He says, "Hello, Tony. I know you've been having a bit of a drought in the twats department. Says we'll hopefully be part of the tsunami of twats that is coming your way."
That's right. We want to surf on a tsunami of twats.
Exactly. "I have a great twat for you, who's done many great twatty things in the 18 months I've known him, but I'll give you one of the more recent things. His name is Trevor Whitfield. He's one of the chief officers where I work in Hull. He decided a few years ago to decrease his hours and have Fridays off, something which, if we could all afford to do, we would. He, however, sulks whenever there is a bank holiday that lands on a Friday, as he doesn't get that as an extra day's holiday. Like Easter, and last year with the royal wedding, which, let's face it, because of the extra day off, was the only point in having it. The Christmas just gone, it was decided that staff couldn't leave at lunch on the Friday before Jesus' birthday, as it wasn't Christmas Eve or anything. But as we close for the week between Christmas and New Year anyway, everyone winds down the work they have to do. We make sure it's all done before we close up for a week. Our second chief officer booked the afternoon as she was travelling to Wales to see family, and left that lunchtime with a nod and a wink, as we were told basically to do another half hour and then you can all go home, just don't tell Trevor. 5 minutes afterwards, she pulled out of the car park, Trevor pulled up, and then sat in his office, which you have to walk past if you want to leave, with his door open, watching people walking past. So he came in on his day off, and sat in his office for 4 hours just to make sure no one left early on the last day of work before Christmas. And we didn't, when we didn't have any work to do anyway. That's from Dave. Well,
that's fantastic. He's still getting 49 Fridays a year off, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's just brilliant, isn't it? How twisted do you have to be to go in on your day off just to catch people leaving early? That's brilliant.
That's evil.
Yeah, but the thing is, what he's done there, he's put in 4 man-hours to make up for the people leaving.
Yeah.
He's helped out unwittingly.
You've been thanking him, really, shouldn't
he? Yeah, yeah. He's still obviously going to get the treatment, though.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
See you ready? So, Trevor Whitfield from Hull...
is a twat. And if you have someone you'd like to twat, do email tony@punkyray.com. Tighten your email, is a twat.
Thank you very much.
Here's a bunch of guys that aren't twats in any way at all, Tony. Last track this week from, yes, Johnny Throttle, because I've tried to make sure that there's nothing romantic in this show at all this week for Valentine's Day, and I'm not letting you down here. This is off their latest album, which I think is called Lost Sputnik, isn't it? It's a fantastic album. We've played a few tracks off it. This is another great sort of anti-relationship song, really. What I want to know is, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle?
No, MySpace.com/Johnny Throttle 000. Poorly beaten Internet 4, Tony 4. It's another draw. Enjoy this. It's Alone. Johnny Throttle and Alone, Tony.
Nice.
Yep, absolutely brilliant. It's a great album as well, and we got it via Dirty Water Records, so do check out the Dirty Water Records website as well. They've got loads of good bands in there. I mean, I know we play quite a bit off them, but loads of great bands on there. Loads of great... These are actually one of the only sort of punk acts on it. Most of it is more garage, but they're absolutely brilliant label. And thanks to them for sending us the stuff through. And thanks to you for listening this week. I hope you have... had a good Valentine's Day. No, I don't think we'll have helped it. But there's some ways to listen to this show other than downloading it. What are they, John?
Yep, we're on three internet radio stations. The first one is Hussy Skunk, which is hussyskunk.com. That's HussyeSkunk.com. We're on three times a week at different times of the day. When we're not on, other great shows and music, do check it out. And also we're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which is talksuperstation.com. We're on Friday nights, late midnight EST. And finally, we're on Podunk, podunkradio.com. We're on Monday afternoons, 4 p.m. Central Time. And again, when we're not on, other great shows and music. All three, do check them out.
All three stations are really good, actually. If you do get the chance to check them out, do. And I know it's a bit weird because we're talking about one that we're on that you're listening to if you're already listening to it, but you know what I mean. They're all fantastic. So you want people's twats, I want their jokes and poems. We want your Facebook comments, please, and let us know what band you like, etc., etc., etc. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu. Apu.
Bunch of guns!